mano. Caminas en áreas iluminadas. Evitas ver a extraños de frente. Cierras tu puerta con una y quizá hasta con dos cerraduras. Ahora piensas que estás segura. Piensa de nuevo. Porque si no estás comiendo sano, no te mantienes activa, si fumas o no visitas al doctor, estás poniendo en riesgo tu salud. Infórmate cómo puedes protegerte a ti misma al 1-866-399-6789. Un mensaje de la American Cancer Society, de la American Diabetes Association, de la American Heart Association y del Ad Council.
Saturday, 6 to 9 a.m. Big Dave's Buried Alive in the Blues. Old and new blues, international, national, all kinds of blues. That's Saturday, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Big Dave. Rawr!
Mercer Veterinary Clinic for the Homeless is a nonprofit organization providing free care for the animal companions of the homeless. The clinic is operated by volunteers, including students at the UC Davis Veterinary School. It provides basic veterinary services and limited pet supplies, and clients must have a current TB card to be eligible for service. The clinic is open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. For more information, you may call 916-752-1143.
Do you care about the environment? Are you interested in getting involved? Well, then check out the Campus Center for the Environment website, cce.ucdavis.edu.
UC Davis students save on season events at the Mondavi Center. Full-time enrolled students with valid student ID get half off all tickets. First-year students, transfers, and graduate students can receive one free ticket to any Mondavi Center season event during their first year. To get your half off or free ticket, see mondaviarts.org.
Work with me here. I cannot hear the audio that well. What is going on? Okay, I don't think these headphones work as well, but thank you for tuning in to KDBS Davis 90.3 FM. Right now, you are tuned in to Phone a Friend, which unfortunately, me, Stargirl, I have not been here super often for Phone a Friend. Apologies. I'm sure you guys were not super invested in me showing up every single week, but here I am. Typically, we have DJ Vera tune in through the phone. Right now, they informed me that it'll be around 4:40 when they won't be tuning in today. Now it's 4:36, so we got some time. And then Micah is currently not here. They're currently with two other DJs, Sunny Gravy and Drainfield, two of my goats. Sorry, I'm getting new headphones here. So this one's working. They are all out and about in SF today, so which honestly has been me the past couple of weeks. I've been the one out and about, so I am picking up the slack right now from myself. But here we are today. Super excited to be here. I don't really know what to talk about. I didn't really plan this out. And I know DJ Vera is gonna tune in, but I mean, I was thinking maybe just playing like a song or two, maybe just yapping to myself. I mean, shoot, pretty took. What, 3 minutes of talking right now? So I guess I got only 4 more minutes of yapping to do, but honestly, I'm really vibing with the song Como Así by Caliguchis, so I might play that one on God before. Hold on. Removing these headphones. Let's see if these ones work. Hello? Oh, wait, they do work. And there we go. Now I can hear the audio in the background, so I'm not like screaming over the instrumental. in the background is playing a Hype Williams mix. If you don't know, Hype Williams is, if you guys know Dean Blunt, if you don't know Dean Blunt, that's cool. Dean Blunt is basically this artist that I love. Super, super influential producer. Oof, I've been slurring my words a lot recently. Producer. And he's from the UK. I love British people for the most part. Not all the time. But I love him. I love his art. He's super great. He helped produce a lot of amazing albums. I'm going to look up to make sure. But I know for a fact, because one of my favorite albums is Testing by ASAP Rocky. And Dean Blunt has actually done production work on a lot of that album. And my favorite songs of that album. For example, Guns and Butter is actually originally a Hype Williams track. And I actually found that out. My favorite thing when I'm listening to music is, or a new album or a new artist or something, is when I'm sitting there and I'm wait a minute. This is a sample, or this was sampled, or I know this song, and I'm and I whip out the other song and I'm boom. I'm a genius. I'm a musical genius. I got that talent. I know. I'm tapped. But yeah, he was a part of Hype Williams. I don't know. I think it was two people. I think obviously Dean Blunt and Inna Copeland. She does a lot of work with Dean Blunt as well. They're just super underrated. Favorite artist, kind of type of thing. Doom. I mean, he's not as underground nowadays, but MF Doom was super underground for his time, and he, in a way, is a little still underground. People know of him, especially if you're into the hip hop scene. But the reality is, if I went up to my mom and I'm who's MF Doom, she's not gonna know that man. If you're into hip hop, if you're into I haven't heard this song before, so I got a little freaked from the background noise. But so it's just one of those things where you gotta be in the know to know. And then 2018, quote from Wikipedia, Blunt contributed heavily to ASAP Rocky's album Testing, with production and writing credits of Purity and Guns and Butter. My favorite songs of that album. And I guess he did additional vocals on Call Drops. You know, I would say my favorite song, honestly, the whole entire album's really good in my opinion. So personally, I think the whole album's good. And it holds a special place in my heart. It's one of those things, I don't know if you guys, if there's anyone tuning in right now, if you're not cool, you're not even listening, but I feel there's several albums in my life where I have just I always come back to them. It's the only thing that I listen to. I mean, Testing is one of them. It's an album that I can always come back to and listen to, and I'm oh God, this is so good. And it's just the same, especially certain time of year. I think especially when I'm going through something, transitional period of my life, I think this album was there in a lot of transitional times in my life. So I think it always circles its way back to me. Feel free to let me know your guys' life-changing or time period-esque albums, I guess. Testing is mine. Every time I'm going through a transitional phase in my life, that album hits my rotation every single time. Or I'm going through something. Blonde by Frank Ocean. I know that's a basic answer, I feel but that album, first of all, again, front to back, amazing. But if I'm going through it, if I'm going through a breakup, or I guess, I don't know, a lot of people have situationship breakups. I kind of had one, I guess, this year. That album hits. That album is next level, healing. Let me tune into this. Hold on.
If I could see the walls, you could see our faces. If you can hear my thoughts.
Wait, oh, I messed it up. Oh, dang. But if you know the song, and you know what I'm talking about. Man. Okay. DJ Vera's.
Okay, I don't know if she's there to call in.
It's already 4:41. I low key need a yapping break, mayhaps. I don't know. I feel like I'm enjoying just talking to myself right now. I feel like I always have a lot to say, so. Regardless, I think I might just let this song. Oh, I mean, hey, I got Brat right here. I did the Brat Wall recently, and it was great. Got to take pics, look at it. Worship Charlie XCX. XCX, did I say that? XCX? I think I just slurred it again. But let's see. FCC guidelines. Oh, I know exactly what to blame. I have a lot to say about the song. So feel free to stay tuned to Girls So Confusing by Charlie XCX off of Brat. Hopefully you guys enjoy. But yeah, I'm just going to keep yapping in the background. But yeah, I went to the Brat Wall. It was in SF. It's like on... Ooh, I don't know if it's still up there. I feel like it should be, from what I remember. I feel like they sometimes tear those things down, though, and I don't know how long. The girl has done immaculate, like, setup for this album, though. Like, the advertisement is crazy, because, I mean, like, everyone, I feel like, I mean, Charli XCX was huge, don't get me wrong, but, like, she wasn't, I mean, we all know Boom Clap, you know what I mean? But, like, and, like, Vroom Vroom, and, like, the song off the Barbie album, but, like, I feel like those were the only, like, three notable songs I really, like, knew. I was never really a big fan, and then I listened to this album, and I was like, whoa. Why, she really good, but that's just me personally. But yeah, here's Girl So Confusing by Charli XCX off of Brat. Feel free to stay tuned and enjoy. I say you this poem quietly after long confession. Right now, it's like confusing sometimes to be a girl. It's so confusing sometimes to be a girl. How do you feel being a girl? How do you feel being a girl? And I don't know, I'm just a girl. Yeah, I don't know if you like me. Sometimes I think you might hate me. Sometimes I think I might hate you. Maybe you just wanna be me. You always say let's go out, so we go eat at a restaurant. Sometimes it feels a bit awkward, cause we don't have much in common. People say we're alike, they say we've got the same hair. We talk about making music, but I don't know if it's honest. Can't tell if you wanna see me falling over and failing, and you can't tell what you're feeling. I think I know how you feel. It's so confusing sometimes to be a girl. Maybe we're so meant to be, just you and me. Cause people say we're alike, they say we've got the same hair. One day we might make some music, the internet would go crazy. But you might still wanna see me falling over and failing. At least we're closer to being on the same page. That was Girl So Confusing by Charli XCX off of Brat. So, context. I already was kind of talking about it before, but I was never really a big Charli XCX fan beforehand. I know she's not super, like, indie, you know. But, like, I mean, like, the album isn't... I mean, like, I put the CD, but, like, when I've been looking at the streams on Spotify, I mean, like, there are streams, and it's super popular from seemingly, but, like, I mean... I feel like it's another, like, kind of in the know type of thing. I don't know. I haven't had a TikTok, though, so I don't really know how it's, like, getting influenced on there as much. But the reality is, like, The streams are like not even like over 100 million, I think, for one of the songs. Oh, wow. If not a little. My throat is super dry and I have not had a lot of water, and we're not a lot of liquids inside the studio. So I need to wait to drink water. But I'm super excited when I can gulp some of it down. But anyways, so originally I thought this song was concerning Taylor Swift or something, like, because she was like, or maybe this is a different one. I wonder, because there was one song I heard someone talking about where they were like, oh, like, she's talking about Taylor Swift. And I was like, what do you mean she's talking about Taylor Swift? But apparently Girl So Confusing is actually about the friendship between Lorde and Charli XCX. I didn't even know they were friends. I'm not really big. Again, I feel like I mainly listen to hip-hop. That's, like, my thing. I've been expanding a lot more. I've been trying to get more into the punk scene. That's what I was talking about today. I guess I'll just talk about what else I've done today. I went to Sacramento today, and I was like, I'm looking right. Oh, I'm getting a caller. Hold on. Hello? Oh, hey, wait. Let me. Hey. Okay, wait. I got my caller, DJ VA, here. I got to get them set up real quick. Hold on.
Okay, I cannot hear you, so you did something
wait,
wrong.
Wait, hello. No.
Wait, I can hear you. Wait.
I had my mic off because I was trying to figure it out first.
Oh, yeah.
This is so exciting because last time DJ Vera and I were supposed to do, like, I was covering DJ Vera's show, and let's just say I could not figure out the phone. Bro, that was so sad. Anyways, DJ Vera, I'll catch you up to speed. Have you been tuned in or no?
I have not been tuning in. What's up?
So I've been talking about Girl So Confusing, specifically. Also,
girl,
it's so confusing sometimes to be a girl. Yes. Okay. I was talking about how it's about Lorde. Do you know about that? The lore about Lorde?
Yeah. Okay, between us, who's Charlie, who's Lorde? The real question.
I don't really know a lot about Lorde.
I think I'm Lorde.
I was gonna say, I feel like I know more about Charlie, and also, like, I feel like Lorde is more US, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know, like, they're
because
both.
Because I'm emo.
Yeah. You're more like, what's it called? No, I have a word.
I'm just giving Lorde vibes.
You just give Lorde. You give, like, what's her sad song, Rivs? Like, I don't know. Like, I feel like I could see you sitting in your room writing that song, and, like,
oh,
and I guess,
God.
I don't know. Go.
I saw Lorde when I went to Primavera Sound.
What?
I did see her live.
What? I did not know that she was one of the people you saw.
Yeah, I guess technically I've been seen in the same room as Lorde, so I can't be Lorde.
You embody Lorde, actually.
I still am.
You are Lorde.
I still am at heart.
Wait, let's look up what type of person is Lorde.
What kind of Google is that?
What? Y'all don't be Lorde? Doing that? Like,
have you never seen her, like, 50 questions with Vogue or what? 100 questions?
No. I'm telling you, I'm not that, like, tuned in with that area. Like, dude, I literally watch Ken Carson's arrest video on YouTube, but, like, I don't tap into it. I watch, like, 15 minutes of me like, bro, I didn't hit her. I didn't hit her. She ran out. She went out on her own. I was like, oh, man, this is so...
Well, what's you been up to? Currently, I'm driving. So.
Oh, whoa. Listeners, we do not endorse calling on the phone when you're driving. Actually, I FaceTime all the time when I'm driving.
Okay,
FaceTime
hands-free,
too.
Though. What if it's hands-free?
Oh, no, it doesn't even matter. I don't even care. Wait, be honest. I disconnect my phone from Bluetooth because I think it sounds worse. All my friends are like, you sounded so weird. And I'm like, oh.
Wait, what?
Like, when you're connected to the Bluetooth on your hands-free, you know, hands-free link, I, like, turn off the Bluetooth. Like, I do speakerphone when I'm driving.
See, I don't have that. I just told my phone is on speaker. But actually, I'm not even hands-free. My phone is in my hand.
Oh. We do not endorse it.
My car isn't old enough to have a Bluetooth
speaker. Oh, dang. That is actually hella sad, bro.
I got a 2005 car. I don't think they knew what Bluetooth was yet.
So, no, bro. No.
That's a lie.
But low-key, honestly, I like playing CDs more than I do. I think it's so intimate when you're, like, playing your CD and you're inserting it and, like,
yeah.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, I got CDs and cassettes that I play in my car.
Wait, what's your CD collection look like in your car right now?
Oh, right now? Okay, I just swapped them out with what I had before. Right now? Okay, this is what I have. I have 10 by Pearl Jam. I have Eagle by Cake. I have The Wall by Pink Floyd.
You're such a divorced
Driving
dad, bro.
Music by Mallrat. I have Room on Fire by The Strokes.
Okay.
I have Best of House. It's like a house music mix.
Okay.
And I have Margarine Eclipse by Stereolab.
Oh.
And I have the Pulp Fiction soundtrack. And I also have a 3-cassette like set of Faye Webster's first 3 albums.
What? Where did you get that?
Where did I get what?
Where did you get the Faye Webster one? I love that girl.
She was selling it at one time, and she was, like, posted a link for it.
Bruh.
And she was like, oh, here's, like, a set of my 3 albums. This was before Under Death of Symphony came out. But she was like, yeah, here's, like, a set of my 3 albums on cassette. And I was like, bye. I clicked that immediately, bro.
No, so for real. I Know I'm Funny, Haha is, like, my favorite album by her. Oh, Dream of the Baseball Player.
I got the self-titled Atlanta Millionaires Club and I Know I'm Funny, Haha.
No, I love... I saw you last night. In my dream. Oh, that song changed me. Oh, so many songs have changed me, but like that song. Oh, ooh.
I think I was there in September. I'm so hyped.
Wait. Which venue are you going to?
Berkeley.
Dude. Who are you going with?
My girlfriend.
Dang. I cannot intrude on that, bro. I was about to say, oh, wait, let me come.
I only got 2 tickets.
Huh?
I said, bro, I only got 2 tickets.
I know. Well, I would have bought my own ticket, bro.
Oh,
but like, I feel
real.
Like that's no. Loki sounds intimate, so I don't know. Maybe I'll go in my own seat. I'll go in my own seat because I've been wanting to see. Actually, wait, I can't talk about that on air. But I'm sure you kind of get what I'm saying. Well, no. Like, I mean, like, I'm going to see a lot of concerts, but like, you know what? You have to see concerts by doing something. You know what I mean? You gotta like put down a certain. Currency, you know what I mean? Like, I can't say it, but like, you know what I mean?
Oh my god,
I can't say it on air, but like, I'm looking kind of broke.
Can.
I'm looking kind of broke right now. Like,
okay, me too. That's why I've been doing like Uber and DoorDash.
Oh, I heard you make no money on, but you've been doing Uber. You have a clean enough driving record for that, bro. I wish.
No, Uber Eats.
Wait, how did you even do that? I applied for DoorDash and they never said anything.
Because I'm lit.
Well, okay. Wow. Okay, then. We're about to beef on air, bro.
What?
I'm about to beef with you on air. They didn't say nothing to me, bro. I applied to like 20 jobs in Davis, and nothing has gone back to me. I'm going to have to go to my job and be like, actually, let me get more shifts. But then they're going to be like, why do you need...
I thought you... Do you not have a job?
Huh?
Do you not have a job?
No, I have a job, but like... I bought a nugget and I got a phone interview, but I should have not endorsing this to any of the viewers. Oh, by the way, the following hour views presented in this hour do not reflect the views of KDVS. KDVS sponsors the University of California.
4 minutes left.
You know, hey, I got it in 5 minutes before. You know, I might. I mean, hey, let's say the next DJ doesn't show up. Boom, we already got that in.
Did you say that?
I did say that actually at the beginning.
Okay. What
can I say?
Not the following news for this hour. Do not really look at
dude, I have not been here for any of my public affairs shows recently. I like, cause dude, they keep cut. I used to be only openings at my current job, and then like, I was asking my one of my coworkers is like the son of the owner, and I was like, "How's your mom like make the schedule, bro?" And he was like, "I don't know, based on vibes. Like she just makes the schedule."
Based on vibes.
And I was really like, bro, what does that mean? She put me
your
only
on... Your vibes aren't good enough to get good shit.
No, I like the... I mean, technically, like, closing, I guess, in a way is better. It's just, like, harder. Like, I think, like, the difference between, like, opening... Hello? Oh,
Hello?
It's lagging. Sorry. Like, we had, like, background... Oh, now it's back. But, the difference between, like, closing and openings, I feel like opening is just, like, you kind of set stuff up. and then like closing, you gotta like break it all down and you gotta clean up after people. And then people do not like, yesterday people would not leave. I was like, why are we here, bro? Why did you have a reservation 15 minutes before we close? Who set that up?
What?
Yes. I literally was like, bro, you should have just said no. We have like, we close at 8:30, like we can't, but whatever. Regardless, how's Uber Eats DoorDash life?
It's like kind of awesome. I'm not gonna lie. Like, I can't talk about money too much on air, but
I'm sure it's something. I will say, you live in Long Beach. I'm sure you're getting. We can assume.
Yeah, but also like I know Davis would be, because it's like literally college students just like ordering food all the time. You know, I feel like.
But then, like, would they tip you though?
Nah, but I still get paid.
Really? I didn't know that.
It's not only based on tips.
I thought it was based, like, mostly on that. Because, like, I don't know. I hear a lot of people talk about how, like, because, they're paying.
Mostly, yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Thing where, like, there's, like, Prop 22 and there's, like, an earnings guarantee so that you're getting paid fairly.
Okay, sorry. I was checking something with the other DJ. Hold on. Oh. Keep yapping. Or just tell us about your experience. Like, do you like driving around? No, I think they are, but I'm checking with them that they are the next DJ. Are you the next DJ?
Yeah, I'm
board watching. Yep, the next DJ is here.
Okay, we got
1 minute.
Like
1 minute, 30 seconds.
Left, so.
Oh, no. It's okay.
Should we say goodbye?
Okay. So, what'd you say?
Huh?
What'd you say?
I said, should we say goodbye?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, we still got like 1 minute. We got like, oh, when it hits the 30 second, then I'll do it. But like, I don't know. We haven't talked in a minute. I'm low-key sad, bro. And
I know. Sorry. I was rushing to get out of the house because I was supposed to leave at 4. Because I'm driving to San Diego right now, dude.
Oh, dang. Are you going to go visit your girlfriend?
Yeah. I was supposed to leave at 4, but I ended up leaving at 4:45.
Dang. Oh, me too, bro. I was gonna say, I'm like, dude, you get me, because like literally every time I've been trying to hang out with someone, it's half an hour. They gotta know a half an hour leeway. Like, I'm not gonna be there at 10:30. I was supposed to be there today, boom, 11. Other time I was supposed to leave, like,
I can't help being late, like,
right? No, you get me. ADHD brain, bro. But regardless, we got
ADHD brain is hard. Like, it's tough out here.
Yes, bro. Not my superpower. Not like what you tweeted, bro. Sorry, X'd, I guess.
Okay.
We gotta say goodbye.
Yeah.
Okay. DJ Vera. Shout out Micah. Okay. Wish you were here. I hope you're tuned in. If you're not, that's cool.
But Micah today.
Yeah, but I'm here. Stargirl's here.
Gravy. Shout out DJ Drainfield. Shout out Micah.
Oh. Yes. Shout out all of you. Talk to you later.
Okay.
Signing out.
Bye.
Bye.